Is it okay if I record you? Okay, great. And do you mind stating your name?
Lara Luella Washington.
Okay. So, thank you so much for agreeing to participate in this project. It will surely benefit the community now and in the future. The goal of this questionnaire is to produce as detailed and coherent a narrative of your story as possible. In light of that, I encourage you to feel free to not worry about providing an answer that is too long or too in-depth. Okay. So, and what year were you born?
1938.
And where were you born?
Wellford County.
And how would you define yourself in terms of racial, ethnic identity? What's the last level of schooling that you completed?
Level grade.
Okay. Are you married or have you ever been married?
Divorced. Okay.
So tell me about where you grew up. What was going on there? What was it like? What was your life like? What was your childhood like?
I grew up I stayed in the country for out in the rural area. Until I got ready to go to school, because my mom was working. She did domestic work. She was working. So I stayed with my grandmother out in the country until I got ready to go to school. And then when I started school, I came to town and lived with my mother and her husband.
So how old was that when you started school?
6.
Okay. So when you moved to town, where was the country? It was all in Rutherford County?
Yes, it was okay. All in Rutherford County, yes.
Okay. What was it like? I mean, do you remember what it was like in the country, or I guess like what your day-to-day life was like?
It was happy times, because as a child, you don't know anything different. You know, and so I lived with my grandmother and her husband, and they were sharecroppers, so they moved around to different farms sometimes. And when I was growing up, they lived at a certain place. It was out in the overall community, I think that's what it was called. It was between Las Casas and Milton. And they had a log house out in the country, it was out in the woods. And I remember, because I was an only child, and I remember, you know, playing and finding, because just being happy, just being a child.
What was it like moving into the city then? Or?
Then I moved in with my mother and her husband, and I started school, and that was happy times too. I remember, you know, just being happy with that. Mm-hmm. Going to school, because I used to walk to school, because I live not too far from here on Scale Street. It was 524 Scale Street. I lived there. And I went to Bradley School, and I walked to Bradley School. And that was about, I guess I'd say about 3 blocks away, maybe. Wasn't a very long walk.
That's not long. Cool. Do you remember what you want, what your dreams were for the future when you were a kid?
Not really. I don't think I even thought about the future when I was small. I remember at one time I wanted to be a nurse. And I guess I kept that dream, you know, for a while. That was something I wanted to do, but I didn't do that.
What made you want to do that?
I just want to take care of people.
Did your family have any dreams for what they wanted you to do?
I don't know. I don't remember them pushing anything.
What kind of, do you remember any games that you played or friends you had when you were a kid?
I remember playing hopscotch. I remember doing that. I remember we used to play ball in the street, and we used to play hide and go seek, kicking the can, and we used to have a lot of fun doing that because the kids in the community. We would, I guess in the summer, every summer, we would always get out in the street and play ball. It seemed like it wasn't many cars then, as many cars now, because it seemed like we didn't have to get out of the street much, you know, because we would have get an old stick and a ball, and we would make our bases. We would play. I remember that very well, playing ball, because we did it a lot. Because that was something for us to do. The kids in the community get together, and it was just a certain place down on Castle Street. I remember that so well. In front of this girl's house, that's where we always played, got together. You knew where to go to every day, because that certain place we always played ball. And we would play hide and seek, you know. Yeah, I remember doing that.
Was there a position that you played?
No. We just played ball. Yeah. I had this other girlfriend that me and her, we were real close. Her name was Lenora. And her dad built a playhouse in her backyard. And we used to get out there and play, and we would get like the different weeds, and we would call them different vegetables, and we would cook, and we would make mud pies, and we just pretend being grown up. We used to do that a lot when I remember that when I was growing up. We had just fun. We didn't think about what was going on. We just had a happy growing up.
Were there kids when you were living with your grandparents?
No. Mm-hmm. I was the only child.
Yeah.
I used to often wish I had a brother or sister, but I didn't. Because growing up, being an only child is kind of awesome.
Yeah. Did your, I can imagine. Mm-hmm. Did your mom not want to have other kids? Or?
We never mentioned her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about animals? Did your grandparents keep any animals out?
I remember when I was living with them, they had a dog. I remember that.
Do you remember the name?
No.
It's like, yeah. You're little, I mean.
I don't remember what that dog's name was. But I remember them having a dog.
So you said you went to Bradley School?
Yeah.
What was that like?
Fun. Yeah. It was fun. I remember the teachers, and I remember learning, and I remember one teacher that I didn't like because my hair used to come down. We would have parents braided your hair. And if you didn't put something on the end of it, it would come down. And that teacher used to get on me all the time because my hair would come down out of the braid. And I didn't like her at all because it wasn't my fault because it came down. I thought, you know. I remember her real well.
What was her name?
Miss Woodson.
That's right.
But other than that, I did pretty well. I liked most of my teachers.
What subjects were your favorites, or did you have a favorite subject?
No, I don't remember having a favorite subject. It's all of them was, you know. Back then, it was like reading, writing, arithmetic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
back then.
How big was the school? Like, how big was your class?
I don't know. Maybe 20, something like that. I don't think it got to 30. I don't. Because I remember being in the first grade. Miss Sadie Jones was my first teacher when I was at Bradley. And when I went to second grade, I think that was Miss Whitson. And third grade was Miss Green. So, you know, I don't remember having my favorite subject. All of them, you know, just, I did what I could.
What about high school then?
When I went to high school?
Where'd you go to high school?
Holloway.
Yeah, I figure.
Yeah, that was the only black school, yeah. You know, that we could go to. Mm-hmm.
What, how did you get to Holloway?
Well, because I lived just right around the corner.
Yeah.
Maybe that was two blocks.
Wow. Okay. And what was that experience like, going to Holloway?
It was enjoyable, very much so. Yeah, because we used to enjoy all the things. Because over here, where Patterson Community Center is, the football field was over here. And it was a great big, and I just enjoyed that so much because you could go to football games. I enjoyed coming over here to football games, and it seemed like in the wintertime it would be so cold that somebody would make a fire in a barrel, and you would stand around the barrel trying to keep warm because back then it seemed like in the winters was cold. And the football team, we had a school that we had a rival with, and that was in Shelbyville. And we had a cedar bucket that we played for, you know, that they would, if they won, we would get, that game was always Thanksgiving. And we would go to Shelbyville, and they would come here, you know, and we would... if you won, you would get to keep the cedar bucket. It went from one to the other. Whoever won. Mm-hmm. That was fun. And I remember singing in the glee club when that's what they called it. And that was fun doing that because I liked that. Didn't have a wonderful voice, but I tried. Because you had to audition, and then they would choose you, you know, to sing in the glee club. I remember that very well. I like that. And the children, you know, friends that you made in school. Because you had people from, because this was the only high school, so people from Cannon County went to school at the same school because they were bused to the... Right. To Holloway.
Mm-hmm.
And Laverne and Smyrna, they were bus to Holloway.
Yeah, people had,
all of the, like, you know, really, like, out commutes. In the communities, yeah. You know, out the other communities, Eagleville, they mm-hmm. were bus to Holloway, because that was the only black right. school.
Did you have, like, what was your impression of that? I mean, of like, I guess, like, it being, like, segregated at the time. Like, did you have, like...
Didn't know any better at that time, mm-hmm. you know. Didn't wish for anything different, really.
Yeah.
Because you didn't really pay attention to that. I didn't.
Right.
But it had its advantages and disadvantages because I think... A lot of times, I think when you integration was good, but it seemed like you lost some of your culture.
How so? What do you mean?
You know, because the things that you did, you know, back then, and then when you integrated, you didn't do that
Yeah, like, what do you mean specific? Do you have any, like, specific?
Well, like, well, I guess, like, the intimacy, you know, the friendship that you had, you know, the things that we did, you know, like, had the queens and the, that you look forward to doing, like, the football teams and we had the classes, had different people running for, the Queen of Holloway, you know, and the competition against each other, you know, the different classes that was running, you know, that was something nice to. And, I don't know, it was just different. Because when I was growing up, the things that we did together, you didn't do them anymore, you know, when you had to enter immigration. Because when my kids, because see, I didn't get any of that, because my kids got that when they got ready to, because they went to school when it was segregated. At first, maybe in first, second grade. And then the integration
took effect.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Because then they were going to Bradley.
Okay.
The same was over here. Bradley, you know Bradley School. That's right across the walkway here.
The one right here?
Uh-huh,
okay.
The one right here. They were going to Bradley.
Okay.
Then, and then when the integration started, because see, they could walk to Bradley.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when the integration started, then they had to be bused to Bellwood. That was over across, you know.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have like the choice to continue going to.
No, you were assigned
to to get.
Yes. Yeah, you were assigned to a certain school.
Yeah.
And that's where you had to go.
Right. No, I mean, I've heard,
And that was in grammar school for them.
Yeah. And what was the experience? Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, and what was the experience like for them?
For them?
Yeah.
Oh, it seemed like they didn't. To me, seemed like they just took it, you know, because they were children. They just took it because that was when they were in maybe third grade, fourth grade, starting like that. So they was fine with them. I didn't hear any complaints.
Yeah. So, I mean, I would just like wonder what it would feel like to like go from.
So I'm sure it was, but I didn't hear any complaints.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it was different for them because it was something new that they had to. You know, they weren't used to going to school with another race, and they had to be in going with another race where they weren't the majority.
Right.
They were the minority then, you know, because it was more, you know.
Right, yeah. And it would also probably, like, make you realize, or I mean, like, if you hadn't noticed it before, then it would, like, make you notice that there was some sort of, like, oh, why was this like this before?
Yes, but, you know,
versus.
I didn't hear them. Say anything about it. And then that was when they were small.
Right.
That happened. So then from then on, they just went off because they were expected. You know, they knew that.
Do you know what year that was or around when? Like the 60s?
Yes, it was in the 60s because, let's see, this is more than 60. So it was in the 60s.
Tennessee was
she was born
late.
In the 60s because she was born in 1960 and she was the baby girl. So,
it's like 68 or so?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
about...
Yeah, it was 68, because that's when Holloway was the last, that last class was 67, 68, that went to, because they went to, they were all Central then, after, when they integrated, they went to Central.
Okay. What... I guess, do you have any other specific memories about Holloway? Or about your high school experience? Or, I guess, like, your
group? I just remember it being fun.
Yeah. What about, like, your group of friends? Like, what, yeah, what were you like socially? Were you, like, I don't know. Yeah, what was, like, your social group like?
I was kind of quiet. Yeah. I was always kind of quiet.
Uh-huh.
But I remember those, you know, just having fun. I remember
yeah.
all of that.
Did you go to dances?
Yeah. Yeah, because they had the dances and the music.
Prom.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did go to prom. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember who your prom date was?
Because, see, when I was in school, see, they would let, it was the junior-senior prom. And if someone from the junior class or senior class invited you, then you could go to the prom. Mm-hmm. So I went to the prom when I was a freshman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the boy?
He was a Zachary, because he's passed away now, and I cannot remember his first name. But I remember him being a Zachary. That he was in the, because see, you found somebody to go with you.
Uh-huh.
And then, see, you could go to the prom.
So you were quiet, but you were like secret, like.
Yeah, we went to the prom. That was when I was a freshman.
Yeah. That's sneaky. It was the same at my school. You could go if you were with a upperclassman.
Yeah, yes, you could.
Okay. Do you have the same friends from Bradley to Holloway? Or some of them?
Yes, I do.
What about discipline methods that your teachers used? Did they
PAL? Yes, they sure did.
Okay. Same for Bradley and for Holloway, or
no? Holloway, I didn't. No, I don't remember. They may have, but I wasn't disciplined in high school.
But you
so
were.
I don't know how they disciplined in high school.
What about your parents or your grandparents?
Mm-hmm.
Did they, what kind of punishment did they use?
Belt, switch, you know, because back then, parents believed in the
mm-hmm.
spanking.
Did you ever get?
Whippings.
Yeah.
That's what they called it.
Did you ever get in trouble?
Yeah, of course.
What kind of stuff would you get in trouble for?
Not doing what I was told.
Were you rebellious at all?
I didn't think so. But that was mainly, you know, not doing what you told. It wasn't like talking back or nothing. I didn't do that. Because we didn't do that. Children do it now, but we didn't do that kind of thing.
Yeah. What about, what were some of your favorite music, songs you liked, or bands you liked as a kid, or teenager?
As a teenager?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever was playing back then. We liked, as a teenager, I'm trying to think who was back then. Whatever was popular back then, that's what I liked. I can't remember whether Temptations was back then or not. Drifters, Temptations, I can't remember whether that was back then or whether that was as a, because I know as a teenager it was, mm-hmm. as a younger person it was, because I like that. And I still like old school. I still like old school music.
Did you listen to, like, the radio and stuff?
Yeah, that was what we had. We didn't have TVs and stuff. Okay. That's all I could listen to was radios. And then I think my mother and them like to listen to the Grand Ole Opry, because I remember when I was growing up, I remember the radio being like on listening to country music.
So you, and you didn't watch TV?
Didn't have TV.
Yeah, okay. Because it didn't really come out until, like, the 50s, right? What about, were there things that you liked to read in particular? Or did you like to read as a child or a teenager?
I like to read now. I don't remember reading a lot when I was a teenager, a young person. I don't remember reading a lot. At all, because I was always outside playing and stuff, you know, not reading. I like to read now.
What do you like to read now?
I like to read romance novels, stuff like that. Danielle Steele, all yeah. that. That's, I like that. I like that.
That's, what were your favorite foods growing up?
Anything, mostly, you know, I liked, because my grandmother always had a garden, and I loved to go to her house, and she would cook things out of the garden in the summer, and it seemed like it would be so good. I remember that so well, because like green beans and fresh corn, tomatoes, okra, all that kind of stuff, I remember. Seemed like it'd be good. We didn't have a lot of meat, and I remember that they had chickens in the yard, and I remember that they used to go out, and she did. In the morning time, she would go out and catch one of the chickens and wring its neck off and pick the chicken, and we would have that to eat for dinner, you mm-hmm. know. I remember that so well.
It's been fresh.
Yes, yes. Because they had raised chickens. She would do that. And by her husband working in the fields, we had three meals a day. She would fix him breakfast in the mornings, and we had breakfast. And dinner time, and then supper time, that's what we call it, supper. And she would always, I guess he must have been a dessert, like desserts, because she would always have some kind of dessert every day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of stuff?
And like some kind of, like peach cobblers or cakes, pies, all the time. And I remember when I, being a teenager, we'd go back to her house, and the first thing I would do would always go to the kitchen, because I know she always had something good to eat.
Do you remember what kind of stuff you would? What was the largest meal of the day?
Dinner, the dinner time. That's what they call the lunch. The lunch. That's what they call dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh huh. That would be the largest meal, because at the supper time, sometimes you would have what was left over from dinner.
Mm-hmm. Sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of stuff would you have for, like, breakfast?
They killed hogs in the wintertime, so you could have, and she would can. I remember her canning sausage.
Hmm.
And she would can, you know, sausage and stuff like that, and we would have for breakfast. We had bacon, sausage, and I always had homemade biscuits. We didn't have that bread from the store. We had biscuits and gravy and kind of heavy meat. meals
yeah.
we had for breakfast.
Sounds kind of
when I was growing up, yeah. And because she had chickens, I mentioned that. And so, you know, you had eggs mm-hmm. from the fresh eggs from the chicken. yeah.
What about when you were living, when you went to the, or in the city, when you were with your mom? Did she have a garden?
We had, yeah, too? We had a garden. Mm-hmm. In the summer, we had a garden. And same, I remember breakfast has always been heavy. Like, you know, we had rice, and we would have white rice. Mm-hmm. And we would always put sugar and butter on it, eat it like that. And we would sometimes she'd have pork chops and fried chicken, you know, for breakfast. And very seldom seemed like we had bacon or something like that. Seemed like we had pork chops and mm-hmm. pork steaks and chicken and stuff like that for breakfast. Corn and I remember. Yeah.
Did you travel at all in your childhood or in your
no.
teenage years?
Mm-mm.
What about?
Well, when I was a teenager, I had an uncle that lived in Indianapolis, Indiana, and a couple of years, I would go visit them when school was out.
Mm-hmm.
I did do that.
Summer.
I just had to think about that. Yeah, I did.
What was
and
that?
I met some friends, you know, that lived down the street from my uncle and aunt, and we would correspond. We would write to each other. This girl, when we were growing up, her name was Lorraine, and I have since thought about her and wondered, you know, I wonder what happened to her, because we lost, you know, we just stopped writing, you know, mm-hmm. and I just wonder what happened to her. Because I don't even remember what her last name was. I don't know how to even, you know, look
yeah.
for her.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember her last name. Because we were close. We used to write to one another. And then I had met several other young girls when I went to visit.
Yeah. Hmm? If you could find the letter.
Oh, no, that's all gone. I don't know where none of that is.
Huh. What kind of stuff would you do when you would visit?
Mm-hmm.
Or did you, I mean, what was that? Did you enjoy traveling?
Yeah, we would just find things to play around, you know,
mm-hmm.
games and stuff we did when I went to visit her. When I went to visit my uncle and aunt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was that your mom's brother?
And my grandmother's brother.
Okay.
Because all of my mother's brothers lived around here. She had two other brothers named Joe and Aubrey, and they lived around here.
Okay. Did they have, did they have any, like, did you have any cousins or family?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll ask about that now. So, yeah, like, how close were you with, I guess, like, your extended family,
mm-hmm.
like, your cousins and everybody?
Yeah, we're close. Because mm-hmm. Some of them now have passed away. And my uncle's his daughter, she and I are closer than the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
My other uncle, he just has one son that's still living, and he lives in Augusta, Georgia. And the only time we communicate is Christmas time. I send him a card, and he sends me a card. And when he comes home, sometimes I will see him sometimes when he comes home, and sometimes I don't.
Mm.
So it seems like our family's not very...
like,
mm-hmm.
tight, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't know, it could be my fault, too, because I don't reach out sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
I just I should, but I just don't.
Yeah. Does it bother you? Are you?
No.
Yeah.
Because, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I have my own family. You know. My children. My grandchildren. Great-grandchildren.
Yeah, so how many children do you have?
Three.
Three?
One boy and two girls.
What are their names?
Ronald, Astralita, and Princess.
And how old are
they? How old are they?
Mm-hmm.
Ronald is 54, 53, and 51.
Wow, they're all right all together. Must have been intense growing when they were young.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, a lot of problems. A lot of trouble because they used to.
Yeah. And they have, how many grandkids do you have?
Let's see. Princess has one. Aspelita's got three. One deceased.
I'm sorry.
Mom has three. Two boys and a girl, 13-year-old girl. The other two are grown with kids.
Oh, so wait.
So I got grandkids. I mean,
great-grandkids. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like trying to do math there.
Yeah, I got great grandkids.
That's cool. That's a lot of generations. Okay. So, what jobs have you had? Your life?
I used to work, when I first started out, I did domestic work in the home, and, you know, keeping kids and cleaning, and then I got a job at Park Sherman. I worked there for a while, and then I retired from Rich Products.
Tell me more. Oh, so what is Park Sherman?
It was, it's out of business now. It was a factory that did cigarette lighters, and that's what it was mostly for, was cigarette lighters. We used to put advertisements, so print advertisements on, that was mostly what my job was, printing advertisements on cigarette lighters.
Okay.
On the cases of the cigarette lighters, that's what I mostly did. But that was mostly what the whole thing was about. But they did other little other things too.
And how'd you like working there?
That was fine. It was a job.
Yeah. And then after that, where did
you help me raise my kids?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then after that, where did you say you worked? I'm sorry.
Rich Products.
And what was that?
That's frozen food.
Okay.
It's still going on out there on Butler Drive.
Okay. And what did you do there?
The last job I had there, I was working in quality control.
Okay.
Looking to see if everything was going around to the lines and seeing that everything, checking and seeing that everything was going all right, everything looked okay, like it was supposed to look, and, you know, checking stuff out for quality control. That's what I did.
Cool.
That was the last job I had there. That's what I retired from.
How often is stuff okay or not okay?
Well, curious. When it goes down the line, the product goes down the line, and you look at it, and it doesn't look like it's supposed to do, if it doesn't weigh like it's supposed to weigh, we had scales there, and we checked the product, make sure it was weighing right, make sure it looked like it was supposed to look, you know, just because we ran all kinds of breads, rolls, cookies, all kinds of stuff like that, pastries. We did all kind of, and all of it went out frozen, unbaked.
I would, like, this is probably not part of the interview.
Biscuits.
Yeah.
We did biscuits. Everything is frozen, unbaked.
Yeah. Are people allowed to, like, go into a factory if they don't work there?
Well, they had people that come to, you know, to see what you did. Yeah, yeah.
Like,
they
could
people to walk through and see what you do. You have to get permission, you know, and because you have to wear... Well, we had to wear... They still wear white.
Like a thing,
and you have
probably
to wear a what they call a bump cap that look like one of those construction hats.
Oh, yeah.
You have to wear that on your head, and you wear a net on your hair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I would believe that. Mm-hmm. Cool. I mean, I would just, like, love to see it, because mm-hmm. I can't picture it.
Yeah.
I'm, like, really curious how stuff gets made.
Well...
Okay.
You have to go out there and talk to them and see if you could
rich food,
go
but
through
it's,
that.
But it's around here somewhere?
Uh-huh. It's on Butler Drive.
Okay.
You know where Pillsbury is? Powell Pills. You know where nothing is here.
Yeah, okay. Sorry. I know where some stuff is.
Because Pillsbury is, well, they call it Jim Foods now.
Okay.
And Standard Register is out that way, and then there's Rich Products, and there's a boat place that's out that way. Some factories that's out okay. that way.
Mm-hmm. I went to the Nissan factory, and mm-hmm. that was really cool.
Yeah, I did too. I went through that.
That was really
cool.
That was
nice. Uh-huh.
Okay, sorry. Anyways.
That's okay. We got away from poor.
I apologize. They're gonna, like, listen to this and be like, what are you doing? All right. Okay. How did you end up doing, getting into that and working in, I guess, like, switching from domestic work?
I just needed a better job because mm-hmm. With kids, you mm-hmm. know, I needed a better job because I had to try to take care of my kids.
Yeah.
Because the husband was gone, so I had to try to do it myself.
Right. So
with the help of my mother and grandmother.
Okay. So, I guess, like, when did you get married? I guess, like, how did you meet your husband, and when did...
Went to school with him.
At Holloway?
Mm-hmm.
And so did you guys get married after high school, or...?
No, it was a while.
Okay. And... I guess, I mean, you don't have to answer this, but, I mean, I guess it's part of it. How long were you married?
10 years. Okay. Long enough to get 3 kids.
Well, yeah.
One right after the other. Okay.
Huh?
I said long enough to get 3 kids.
Yeah.
One right after the other.
Right. And then you got divorced.
Mm-hmm.
After 10 years. Do you still? Is he still?
We're friends now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's back here because he left here and went to Detroit.
Okay.
And so then he got married again and, you know, whatever. Had some more kids.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever remarry?
No. Had enough of it.
What did your husband do when you guys were together?
Oh, he was in business. Well, he worked at the PA when we were together.
Okay. Doing what exactly?
I don't know. Whatever they do at the PA.
Was he ever, were either you or your husband ever in the military?
Yeah. He was.
Oh, he was. Okay, yeah. Okay. What about was anyone else in your family ever in the military?
My cousins.
How do you feel that your experiences growing up compared to those of other folks of your same race and age, but who grew up in another part of the United States? Okay. Okay, so how do you feel that your experiences, how do you feel that your experiences compare Yeah, I guess, like, how do you feel that your experience is compared to those of other people who grew up in other parts of the United States, but that are also, like, your age?
How do I feel?
I mean, I guess, do you feel like that your life, that your kind of experience was normal?
I do.
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
It's just, you know, just growing up.
Yeah.
Because different circumstances would create different,
right.
You know, it's according to how other people,
yeah.
you know, grow up. Because mine was, you know, happy and I thought was normal.
So talking about your parents, where are your mother and father from?
Here in Ralph County.
Okay. What were they like, I guess, individually? So what was your mother like?
She was church-going individual. Seemed like she was happy, talkative. She had a loud voice. Because I used to say, when I would be playing down off the street or on another street or something, she would come out and she would always call me when it was supper time because we, you know, sit down and all eat together, she and I and her husband. And I could always hear her. She would come out and she would call me. And I'd be down on another block, and I could always hear her, which would come out and call me. And I remember that so well. Because I said, she must have been used to calling cows or something, you know, out in the country. Because she was, you could hear her.
Were there stories that people would tell about her? Really, what was she known for?
Good cook.
Good cook?
Uh-huh.
What was her
favorite? Well, she used to cook.
Signature dish.
Because she worked at the schools, in the cafeteria at the schools. Because she went after, she worked in restaurants first. Mm-hmm. As a, you know, cook in restaurants. And then in her later years, then she went to the schools because she cooked at Bradley School, and then when Riverdale High School opened, she went there and cooked at Riverdale High School.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Was there something that she was known for making? Like her, or your favorite dish?
I remember her making some good biscuits, because they would always be so light and fluffy, and I always liked her biscuits. Oh, she cooked all the stuff too, all the other stuff, but I always remember liking her biscuits. My grandmother, she was, her cakes, she would always, because at Christmas time, she would always come to our house, and she would start baking and bake all those, and everything was from scratch. She didn't use any kind of cake mixes and stuff. They were always from scratch. And she knew that I liked coconut cakes, and she would always make me one layer and cut it in half and stack it on top of one another. She would always make me a coconut cake. Because she'd get the coconut and grate it, you know, buy the whole coconuts.
Oh, really?
Get the coconut milk out of it. I remember taking a nail and, you know, in the end of it where it has those little places where, and she would take a hammer and open up that coconut and get that coconut milk out of there, and that's what she would stick holes in the cake and put that.
Oh, wow.
And grate that coconut, because she would let me grate it sometimes. And I would help her, you know, grate the coconut, put it on, make those cakes. And I used to like to be in the kitchen when she was cooking because I could always scrape the bowl. I remember that so well, because she would always come to our house and she would do all the baking, like all the jam cakes and all the kind of cakes. Because it seemed like at Christmas time then, you would have different kinds of cakes, and people would come by. You would make they made she and my mother would make boiled custard. Mm.
Do you want to have water?
She would make, they would make boiled custard, and when people would come by and visit, they would always cut them a slice of cake mm-hmm. and give them a glass of boiled custard, and they would always sit down and, you know, eat. Mm-hmm. That was something that we did at Christmas time.
And that coconut cake sounds amazing. I've never heard of it like with actually like fresh coconut, like mm-hmm. milk injected in.
Yes.
That sounds, if I cooked, man, I would
but
try
I that. But I didn't end up with any of those.
Cooking skills? You don't do it?
Any of those cooking skills. I don't like cooking at all.
Me neither. Mm-mm. It's too much work.
And baking cakes and stuff? No.
It's a bummer. I wish I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
What about did your mom have? So your mom had two brothers, right?
Yeah. Because she had three bros, and he died at a young age. His name was TJ, and he died. They told me about him mm-hmm. that he died at a young age. He had pneumonia. So then she had the other two. Uncle Joe and Uncle Aubrey.
And her father was, your grandfather was there, right?
Not Mason, that was her father. Houston McAdoo was her husband.
Okay. What was he like?
He had left her before I was born.
Okay.
And she had remarried another man named George.
Sweet. This is your...
That's my grandmother.
This is your grandmother. Okay, uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
So she had married another man named George.
Okay.
I remember him well.
What was he like?
He was a nice man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's...
He was always nice to me.
And then the farm? Or in the
eventually.
Okay.
Because when we stayed out there in overall community, mm-hmm. She wasn't married to him.
Okay.
Because I remember that census, the head of the household was her aunt,
okay.
Ann McAdoo.
Okay.
And I don't remember, I don't know when she married George.
Okay.
I'm going to have to go back, because I told my children that they needed to continue that ancestry.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a lot more information that we need. And because I didn't go back to see when she married to George.
Mm-hmm. And then your mother and father, so what was your father like?
My stepfather.
Okay. So
James Trimble.
James Trimble?
Is who my mother was married to.
Okay.
That I remember.
Right. What did your mother and your biological father, did he?
I don't think they were married.
Okay.
I don't think so. From what I can understand.
Did your mother not really talk about it with you?
No.
Okay. Okay. Got it. So, yeah, what was your stepfather like?
He was a good man.
Yeah?
He was a good man. He worked and took care of the household.
What did he do?
He worked at a lumber mill.
Okay.
Lumber company, rather.
In Nashville? I'm here, sorry.
In Murfreesboro.
That's what I meant. Sorry.
Here in Murfreesboro.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And did he have... Oh, no, because then you would have had step-ups. He didn't have any step-siblings.
He didn't have...
didn't have kids?
No.
Okay.
Not that I know of. They didn't tell me if he did.
And what were your mom and your stepfather's highest level of education?
I don't know about his, but hers was eighth grade.
Did either of them have a favorite saying or proverb that they always repeated?
Not that I know of.
What about your grandparents? Did they? What was the most important lesson that they taught you? Either your grandmother or your mother.
Try to treat people the way you want to be treated. And I try to tell that to my kids, you know. That's a good thing, you know. You want to be treated well, you try to treat other people well.
Did your family own property?
Yeah, they owned where they were. Okay. On Scale Street. And my grandparents, I think they owned that property that they had when I was real little, when I stayed with them, because then I think they sold that, and then or somebody sold it or something, and then they started the sharecropping, you know, because mm-hmm. I mentioned that
right, that's right. Were there other elders in your community who played an important role in your life?
That was in, you know, in my family, I remember. Like the church family, maybe?
Yeah. Well, yeah, what was the role of church for you growing up? What was the role of church? Like, did you go to church?
Yeah. Yes, I went to Sunday school every Sunday, went to church. Services, yeah.
What church did you go to?
I went to First Baptist when I first started going. Mm-hmm. Well, with my grandmother, I went to, I think that was Overall Methodist Church. I believe that was the name of that church, because mm-hmm. it's not there anymore.
Yeah.
Because I went to church with her.
Right, right.
Because she was church going. And then when I came to live with my mother, we went to First Baptist Church.
Okay.
Because I went to Sunday school. I remember being in beginner's class.
Like as a little kid.
I remember who my teacher was when I was in the beginner's class. Miss, I don't know what in the world that is.
Someone's name belt.
Miss Ruby Jones was my Sunday school teacher in my beginner's class at First Baptist.
Did you continue going to church, like, now, or with your kid? Did you think your kids go to church?
Yeah.
What about, while you were growing up, what were you told about slavery? Were you told anything? In school or anything, or just like,
well, in school,
in history,
you know, we learn history,
just like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Was there? I mean, like, what about? I guess before we talk a little bit about like the segregation, that the world was obviously like segregated. Was that? Did you have any direct like experiences with that growing up? I mean, besides from like school. I mean, I guess like living in the city.
Not that I remember.
Okay.
I remember when I was growing up, I remember them being a white fountain and a colored fountain in stores. Mm-hmm. I remember that. And I remember having to sit at the back of the bus. I remember that. But that was just something that was accepted. I remember, because I used to ride the bus to Nashville, and when they used to have all the stores downtown, and to go shopping. And I remember the bus station being one side where the colored, because that's what was over the door, colored. And I remember the waiting room that was colored, and over on that side was white. And I remember going to Crystal, because I used to love crystals, and get, when we'd be downtown shopping, and the crystals, I remember them being a dime a piece, and you could go in the crystal and get a dollar's worth of hamburgers, but you couldn't sit down and eat them in there. You had you order them, go to the counter and order them, and they would give them to you in a bag, and you pay for them, and you go back to the bus station and eat. I remember that.
Weird. And like, did you have any like thoughts about it, or was it just
no? That was just you knew that's what you had to do, so that's what you did.
Did you have thoughts about it like later, like after? I guess like after integration.
Not really, because that's just was something that was accepted.
Right. What were your thoughts when integration started happening, or like when all of like I guess like
you were happy about it and then not happy about it.
Right, because you lost know? The
yes
the intimacy, the closeness.
Uh huh. But if it was supposed to be for the better, because I remember. When we were in high school, that we got Central's used books, you know, because they didn't buy us new books, you know, to use at the black school. You got the used ones that Central was getting new ones, and you got their used ones to study out of.
Yeah.
I remember that. And, but that was, I guess that was something to be accepted. You were not bitter about it. I wasn't, because...
Right.
It was just, you know, like our band, because I used to play in the band when I was in high school. And we got Central's old uniforms.
What did you play?
Clarinet.
And, like, getting the old uniforms, it didn't, like...
One bitter, that's when you're glad to get it.
Yeah.
I guess I've always been a person that I just accepted things, because like some people were proud not to, if somebody gave you some clothes, you know, you didn't want them because they were secondhand. I wasn't like that. I was glad to get them because it was something new to me.
Right.
And I've always said, you know, that taught my kids, you know, if somebody gives you something, take it. I don't care if you don't want it, you take it. And thank them for it.
Right.
And if you don't want it, later on, give it away.
Right. Be grateful. So when you got married, were your parents, were they happy about your choice? Like, did they like your husband?
Well, no.
Okay.
My grandmother wasn't, because she told me, and see, we don't listen. She told me that man was no good for you.
Why not?
And I guess she could see where I could, and she was really right.
How so?
You know, we didn't stay together. What? Stayed together long enough to get 3 kids.
Right, but what was her?
But then he left, you know, and didn't child support. Had him to court for child support, and he left town and not let you know where he was, so he wouldn't have to pay child support.
Yeah.
Because I guess older, you can see things that other people can't see. That's the same thing I tried to tell my daughter. About the person that she chose to marry to. I tried to tell her
but
about that man, But she didn't listen. She went ahead and married him anyway.
Yeah.
But so happened she just had one daughter.
Yeah. And did it not?
No.
I imagine it's hard to convince your children, though.
Yes, because they think they know.
Oh, yeah. I don't listen to my parents.
You know. You don't know anything. I know, you know.
Was it love, though? Were you in love?
I thought.
Yeah. What was his name?
John Washington.
But you're friends now?
Yeah. Yeah, we okay now. Should be. He's old and I'm old.
That's right. What do you remember about... did you have any white friends when you were younger? Like when you were, I guess, like high school or...
No.
Okay. What about... What was the role of black-owned businesses in the community?
Seemed like we had a lot of black-owned businesses when I was growing up that we don't have now.
How so?
And I don't know why. I just wonder, you know, because it seemed like it was just more, maybe because of segregation, it was more. But see, because now, you know, you don't have to support the black-owned businesses because you can go anywhere. So maybe that's the reason why.
What are some of the businesses that you remember in specific?
Oh, I remember Glanton's Grocery. I remember Pool Halls, one that used to be down the street here. Remember, uptown there was a pool hall. There were barbershops. And there's still barbershops. But barbershops, and there were restaurants. Remember, a teen restaurant was over on State Street. I remember another restaurant downtown, two black-owned restaurants that was downtown. Black doctors, you know, doctor's offices, you know. Yeah. Well, we still got that, but, yeah. You know, there was...
Dr. Hodges. Do you remember if... So I guess this is more of, like, sort of a... I guess, like, how... if, like, the black-white relationships were, like, negative or positive... For the most part, like in your community, when you were growing up, do you remember?
Yeah.
Positive it seemed, or?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you remember?
We didn't know anything different. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see any like? I guess like, did you ever experience any like direct racism, or that you can remember, or have you? Anything that sticks out.
I don't think so. I don't think nothing that really sticks out.
Where you felt like discriminated against. Okay.
Might be, but you know, I don't dwell.
What is now? What's usually your largest meal of the day?
Dinner time, and it shouldn't be.
It is dinner now.
They always tell you. I think they tell you now that you know, lunch should be your heaviest meal instead of dinner time.
Uh-huh.
But usually lunch is my lighter meal, and dinner time is my heavy one.
Yeah. No, 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 no longer breakfast, though.
Well, breakfast is a bowl of oatmeal.
Yeah. So what do you have for dinner now?
Oh, like last night, I had hamburgers, salad. I had a hamburger and salad last night. Tonight, I'm gonna cook some barbecue chicken and green beans, something like that.
So do your grandkids and your children, do they live in the area?
Yeah.
Most people, so like you still have a lot of family around?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What have been your greatest joys in life?
Living. Greatest joys? Well, living to be 74 years old, can still get around as well as I can. To be able to health problems. I have some, but when you look around you, there's other people that's worse than I am. So I'm just thankful. Grateful.
What about challenges? What do you think have been some of the hardest challenges that you've had to deal with?
Trying to support myself, the income that I have, Social Security mostly is my income, and anyone that's getting ready to, you know, before you retire, please save some money, because it's hard to try to make it. I got such a late start. Because I felt like that I couldn't afford to do things. I didn't purchase a house until in my 50s, and see, that should have been done before time, but I didn't feel that I had the resources to do more, you know, before then, because trying to raise kids and trying to get them through school, colleges, and I just wish that I could have started a little bit early, so that I wouldn't be kind of bogged down. But other than that, I'm just thankful that I can still try to make it.
Yeah. I guess, like, in your life, what have you, when you've, like, felt, like, I guess, down or challenged, like, what have you used, like, what kind of, like, things have you used to cope with,
I guess? Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of prayer.
How do you think black is defined now, or if it's like a different definition than it was when you were growing up, like racially, I guess, or is it the same?
How do I feel that it's defined now? Do I think it's the same?
If that makes sense. Or, yeah. Or we can skip that one. How about, so I guess before you defined yourself as African American before, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, like, why do you prefer, or why do you, how do you, why do you define yourself that way, or why do you prefer defining yourself that way?
I guess that's what the society of whomever,
yeah,
you know, put it that way, and that's, cause I guess you try to change with the times, because it used to be colored, Negro, so, and then Black, and then the African American came along.
Right.
So whatever society decides to how to describe, it's still the same thing.
Right. Okay. Do you feel like Black-white relationships in your community have changed since you were younger?
Yes. More acceptable, I suppose.
Yeah.
It's still, some people don't, you know, accept that. You see that all the time. But mostly people try to live together. You know, and I've often wondered, this might be something silly, but I've often wondered about the Christian people that claim to be a Christian and study out of the same Bible. Do they think that God has a separate place for colors?
Like heaven?
Yes. But you study out of the same Bible, and does it say, as far as I haven't seen, where there's separate places for colors?
I mean,
doesn't the Bible say about loving one another? You know, it doesn't say about what color you are. That's something it's hard for me. I just can't understand it.
Oh, I mean, I certainly can't understand it. I mean,
you know, now that I have gotten older, you know, and you think about it, and you're supposed to be Christian.
I mean, discriminating based on color, discriminating based on anything to me is confusing. Like,
yeah,
we're just all people.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, but hey.
Well, I mean, getting back to.
But yeah, well, no, that is. That is part of it. Using the Bible to try and like say something like that.
Certainly.
Are you involved with any community groups or organizations? Church groups?
Any church group?
Or any kind of community group, church group?
I'm a member of the ELS. I remember that. That's a fraternal organization. And then I'm a member of the church, work in the church.
What do you do for them?
Well, right now, in the fraternal organization, I'm the state treasurer, and I'm the locally I'm the financial secretary of the organization here. And in the church, I'm the treasurer of the benevolent department in the church. And they love to give me money. The treasurer of the choir.
So I guess, like, finally, is there any specific message that you'd want to communicate to the younger people of the community? Like, if you could kind of give a message to younger generations?
Oh, stay in school, try to learn all you can, try to prepare yourself for adulthood, because it's hard. It's hard out here. It's rough. And you need to prepare yourself and learn all you can, why you can. Well, you never stop learning. You never get too old to learn. But while you're young, you can do a lot for yourself while you're young. And you know, pay attention. And it's not all about... fun is fun. It's good to have fun too, but it's not all about that. You need to pay attention and try to, like I said, try to learn all you can, try to do all you can, and get ready for this mean world.
Yeah. So, is there any other information you want to include that we haven't talked about?
No, I don't guess so. I guess we talked about everything you talk about.
Sure. All right. Well, thank you so much for participating. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions or wish to add to your contribution.
Oh, now you're finished, huh? Oh, I did.
we keep going.
Early, didn't I?
Hmm?
Didn't I? And I can go home and watch my story.
Cool. Well, is there anything else you want to add?